thankful for 2006 to be here on the conference call with all of my Young Living friends. There are hundreds of people on this conference call, people from England, I heard, and in England it's 3 o'clock in the morning. There are people on from Vienna. It's pretty wild. So there's a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, and I think this is going to be Young Living's really standout year. We've already had an absolutely great year in 2005, and I think 2006 is really going to set the pace for all of us to really achieve a lot of our dreams and goals here. And I've been speaking with Gary a bit, and he's very excited about what's happening in Ecuador and some of the plants he's found, and they've started to distill. He has two distillers going in Ecuador right now. They have two distillers that they've built. They're already starting to distill plants, and he's really so excited about the plants that they found, what they're distilling, and the properties of the plants, and it's really, really amazing. Kathy, you want to say a few things while we're waiting for Gary here?
I would say, holy cow, is Gary a popular guy or what? We don't draw this many people. So, Gary, if you're on the line, it's time for you to talk. Jeffrey, did you get a hold of Gary today?
We've been working on it. So keep talking.
Should I call
what
again?
Keep talking.
Okay.
Keep talking for a minute.
This 2005 was a great year. I really think, everybody, 2006 is going to be even a better year. We've already started off that way. Some really positive things are happening. I know that everybody's so excited. I know I'm excited. I can't even begin to tell you the excitement that I have. And I hope everybody's gotten registered or will get registered for the convention. The new marketing website is great. There's so many great things happening. Young Living's taken a new step, a major leap compared to where we've come from, and some of the older people know that. So everybody just hang on and get out there and spread the word. That's really, I can't stress it enough. Get out there and spread the word, because our work is not done. It's not done.
And we have a lot of new stuff going on. Young Living has put up the schedule. If all of you guys have been reading your e-news, there's a schedule up for the whole year already. We have a whole year's schedule of meetings, and that came in last month's e-news. Not last month, last week, e-news. And we have, Alice, do you have that e-news address for that events page, that special PDF flyer on the event? Gillian, you have it up. No, it's from the e-news. It's in the e-news.
So, Jeffrey?
Yes.
It's Tracy. While Gillian is looking for that, we should probably explain to everyone that they are dialed into the conference call, that we are expecting Gary to speak.
Yes.
And
maybe you can tell them a little bit about what we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so people know, and Saturdays, and why I make a phone call.
Yeah. So just to let everyone know, we were the biggest concern about setting up a call like this, and we have conference calls 3 days a week on this conference call line. Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. is our regular scheduled call to talk about everything that is products. And Thursday night is at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern is our regularly scheduled conference call, where Young Living leaders from all lines of the company come to the call every week. It rotates a different leader, and they talk about great business building techniques. And I strongly suggest that if you're new to the company or you've been doing this for a long time, that you dial into that call and get some great business building secrets from leaders. And then Saturday on this same number, we do a conference call at noon Eastern, same number, and that's about internet marketing and marketing sense. And we really take you through the marketing sense system and answer questions that you have about configuration and setup of websites and training call archives and how to work internet leads and how to work not internet leads and answer just all kinds of questions. It's pretty informal. We leave the lines off mute, and you can ask as many questions as you like of the qualified trainers who are on the call on Saturday. So when we, as a group of leaders, the advisory team of Marketing Sense, got together and we're talking about this first Tuesday call of the year, a lot of the leaders, I think Jeffrey and Kathy and a lot of the other leaders, agree that it'd be a great idea to start the year off with Gary. And so we think we have confirmation that he's going to be here tonight. The biggest fear of conference calls like this is that your speaker doesn't get on the line because everyone else blocks it out. And I just checked, and we're just right at 500 folks on the line. And so as much as we'd like to get started with Gary, we just need him to ring in. And so I think that's what Jeffrey and Kathy are working with, just making sure that he has a secure line. So I apologize for those of you who have been on the call and waiting, and with any sort of luck, we'll get started here in just a few minutes.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes?
This is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, honey. While we're waiting, would you want to give us a quick overview of Marketing Sense until we get interrupted and Gary comes on?
Well, for those of you who have not seen Marketing Sense yet, you can go to the website. It's www.marketingsense.com. And there's a really comprehensive webpage that will give you an overview of the business building tools and training and really the system that allows us to pull all of this together. And if you're just going there on your own, it'll cost you $1 to get signed up for a system. You can test drive it for a month and decide if it's for you. Or if you have an upline in Young Living who already has a system, you can get a hold of them and say, hey, I'd like to try that Marketing Sense system. And they'll ask you for your name and ID number, and they can set you up, and it'll be at no cost. So just get a hold of your upline and let them know that you, if they have a Marketing Sense system, that you'd like to try one for free, and they can go into their system and set you up with one, and then you can go into the training and tools and support section, and it would be a good way for everyone who's on the line to start their business, because we've got a business plan in there and some training calls that you could go in, and like I say, if you're brand new, it's a good guide to getting started, what to do your first week or your first month in the business. Or if you've been around Young Living for a long time, it's a great way to re-energize and reactivate some of the things that you've been doing. So thanks, Terry.
You know, and just to add to what you said, Tracy, for me, the most valuable thing in 2005 that I have done is to put my customers into the automated customer autoresponder program with Marketing Sense, and my current Young Living customers have been getting ongoing training emails day after day after day, and they absolutely love them. So I am so grateful for that, for the whole system, Tracy, but even if a person did not choose to buy leads, it's been worth it for me just to educate all my customers.
Right, and I think that for new people, it's a very helpful tool because they can focus on, you know, not how to present the company because they have a brand new website there to do that for them, but really spending their time talking to people who want to talk to them. It's the only tool that I know that new people could work hundreds of follow-ups through the autoresponder system that you were referring to, and all of the messages are pre-written for them. So we give them letters that are pre-written that are templates that tell them exactly what to say, the questions are answered, for their new distributors, new customers, new, you know, professionals that really take the guesswork out of what to say.
And, you know, now that I'm starting to email people back and forth in Europe, I just laugh. I just smile every time I send them an email from Marketing Sense because I know that they're going to get it in the middle of the night and they'll read it when they wake up in the morning. It's just great.
And it's free.
Yes.
Communication is always good, and I know you're – hoping like me that Jeffrey and Gillon and come on any second and say Gary's with us.
I am on. I'm back on, and Gary is still delayed. So that's why we're holding the fort. He's still delayed.
Jeffrey, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Happy New Year from Terry.
Happy New Year.
With all these 500 people on tonight, Jeffrey, I think it is worthy to for all of us to commend everyone, because with these people on the line tonight, we are truly changing the way that the world thinks about healthcare.
Well, I am so impressed. This is the largest conference call I've ever been on, as far as being involved with Young Living. And if we can do 500, that means we can do 1,000. It's really people have stepped up, and I just see such great things happening here in 2006.
It all started, in my opinion, this duplication process started several years ago when our beloved Vicki Opfer created her program that truly, I don't know how we would have lived without it, Vicki. And she's on the line. She's probably not on the speaker line, but this duplication started with you, Vicki, and I'm very, very grateful.
Yes, well, yeah, we're very, very, very grateful for Vicki and this program, and she's getting ready to launch a new version of this program for everyone, so that will be
great.
Out very shortly. We're hoping by the
fantastic.
End of the month.
Fantastic. And also,
yes,
Jeffrey,
anybody
I think there's
interest in finding out more about that program can go to ylfamily.com and learn more about this amazing tool.
Fantastic. And Jeffrey, there's probably many hundreds of people on the line tonight that are not aware of this, but I would like to honor Tracy Ulrich, who was welcoming everyone tonight, for the fact that she is truly the brains behind Marketing Sense. And I don't think I've ever seen a more brilliant marketer in my entire career on the internet than this very talented lady. And so we would like to honor her also tonight.
Well, thank you. Tracy's doing it's done a fabulous job. We can't commend Tracy enough on all that she's done and all that she's done under, even under a lot of pressure for her to be on the conference call tonight. There's a lot of grace with this woman. So we're very blessed to be with her.
Thank you. And, you know, the both of you always make me blush because while I might be the system leader, I think is what you all named me so many 6 months ago when we decided that we wanted to put this system together, it's truly only possible by the generosity and brilliance and wisdom of too many leaders to begin start saying names, but dozens and dozens of people got involved from the very beginning and conceptually worked on the drawing board with us and then beta tested us. And, you know, I always even hate to mention one person because for fear that I would leave off someone's name, but those people each individually know who they are, and the system would not be as powerful and, you know, leading us to where we're going in 2006, if it not, were not for the contribution of each and every one of them. So I accept on their behalf your thanks.
Thank you. And also, people, if they don't know, there's about 500 people on the call, you can now register for the cruise. You can call the event team or call DNS and register for the cruise now, register for the cruise today, and the convention. People have already, the phones have been ringing off the hook at Young Living today. People have started to register or get their hotels and register for the convention in 2006. So there's a lot of new things that are happening. I know there's going to be a special announcement in January here about the specials. I don't know exactly, but I just heard that there's going to be some special announcements about some special product things that are getting ready to happen here. So 2006 is going to be really great. And I'm really sorry. I apologize for everyone else that Gary's not on the call. He has been delayed, and anybody here that knows Gary knows that he knows it's very important, and he's doing his best to get back to be with us. And he'll pop on, believe me, and he'll give us what we need. But we just need to hang in there. So Terry, do you want to do a little? Want to talk about some products for some people while we got on the phone here? Because this is a product call.
This is our product call. Well, goodness sakes, I was actually very much looking forward to hearing about some of the exciting new oils Gary's been working with down in South America. And so I was really looking forward to that. Is there any particular part of the product line you'd like to cover, Jeffrey?
Well, you've been really good at working with people with the ART skincare system, haven't you? You've done ART parties, and people would love to know a little bit more about you know, how to work with the art skincare system and enroll people with that. And, you know,
we did cover this a little bit at convention.
Wait, Terry, I'm going to interrupt you because I just wanted to say, Jeffrey, she gets to talk about art second because I'm really afraid that Gary will pop on and we would have to cut Terry off and put, you know, Gary immediately on. But because we have the free frankincense offer.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk about that.
And because frankincense is Terry's favorite oil, I would love to hear her talk about how she uses that on a daily basis, I believe.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you so much, Tracy.
Great idea.
The scripture teaches us that there is a treasure to be desired, an oil in the dwelling of the wise. And in Matthew, the scripture teaches us that they opened their treasures and gave to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And you guys, I was a person who lived my whole first part of my life not understanding what this treasure was, wondering what the mystery was every year that was given to the Christ child. And so when I heard Gary Young speak about frankincense and myrrh almost 10 years ago in the Salt Palace in Salt Lake City, Utah, I actually thought I was going to fall off my chair. It was one of the most exciting moments in my life, you guys. It was just one of those life-changing moments. And Gary began giving example after example of how all the people in ancient times and every ancient religion, some of my favorite uses, I love to combine frankincense and tangerine oil in the diffuser, about 10 drops of frankincense, 10 drops. Glorious, glorious smell you could possibly imagine. I really like using it in the palm of my hands just during prayer time, just to be actually smelling this wonderful, wonderful scent that our Lord has given us. Frankincense for our family has been a lifesaver because 10 years ago, it was one of the oils we started using with our children. When they would tell me they had a cough or a cold, I would anoint their chest and their back with frankincense, put some on their feet, put them to bed, and the next morning they woke up completely fine. We have used frankincense for everything from warts to any kind of skin irritations of any kind, and even when we're under stress or feeling just a little bit down. If we're feeling a little bit down, we'll put it in the palm of our hand and breathe it deeply for about 5 minutes, and it is so uplifting emotionally. It's absolutely amazing. We put one drop under our tongue, and we just enjoy putting a drop under our tongue because the buccal cavity inside the mouth will carry that precious oil all throughout the body very, very quickly. And the frankincense oil during the time of Christ was so precious. It was so expensive. It was actually traded on the then-known world market, just like you would trade gold or silver. And the kings, the wealth of the kings was determined by how much frankincense they possessed. So this is an oil that you absolutely want to have a lot of and keep it around for your family, for your friends, and use it for your immune system and all aspects of the body. And Tracy, if Gary's not on yet, Gary, are you there? Well, if Gary's not on yet, I will share with all of you something very interesting about the oil of myrrh. If you can picture that frankincense is good for everything outside of the human body, as well as our emotions, now you can picture that myrrh is good for everything inside of your mouth, everything that has to do with your teeth and gums. For example, gum disease, canker sores, gingivitis, any kind of problems that you have inside the mouth. And what I think is so interesting, when the wise men brought these gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, to the Christ child, shortly after the parents had to flee with the Christ child into Egypt for a long period of time because Herod was killing all the babies under the age of 2, now they had frankincense to sustain their bodies and keep their bodies healthy. They had myrrh to keep their teeth and gums healthy, and they had what Gary calls liquid gold to sustain themselves with. And so I think this is truly a miracle and a treasure that we want to have. And I believe the day will come when frankincense will be as expensive as it was during those times. And we all know that it takes 40 years to grow one boswellia tree to be able to extract the oil. 40 years for just one tree. And so we are very, very lucky and very blessed that Gary Young will not accept frankincense that has been adulterated. Frankincense, by the way, is the most adulterated oil on the face of the earth today, according to Gary Young. And it's so sophisticated that you can hardly even suspect that it's ever been adulterated with chemicals because it's such a precious oil. And we are so blessed that Gary Young will not compromise and will not add chemicals of any kind or adulterate this holy anointing oil. Thank you so much, and back to you, Tracy.
Oh, that was great, Tracy. That was great, Terry. You really have a – I didn't even know that the tree took 40 years to grow, and it's such a blessing for us to be able to get frankincense up until the 15th this month, a free bottle of frankincense if you place a $250 order. So I would recommend to people, all your people that have late second half of the month order ships, and get them to change their auto ship so they can get this, capitalize and get this free bottle of frankincense. I've been working with my people and been calling people and saying, you know, I see
absolutely.
You have an auto ship.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Yes, and Jeffrey, another thing that we can add to our auto ship is the fantastic blend of peace and calming, which is 10% off as well.
Right.
And I was just going to make a quick recommendation that, you know, one way to get that order to 250 would be to stock up on Ningxia Red. And if you put it on your – this is the way to maximize and get the best price. So put the case of Ningxia Red on your auto ship, which would qualify for flat rate shipping and save you about $20 there. And then, you know, you would get the Peace and Calming at 10% discount and a free bottle of frankincense. And then you would get the benefits of flat rate shipping. And depending on how long you have been on auto ship, you would get a 5, 10, or 15. Oops, I did it wrong. 10, 15, or 20% rebate.
Oh my goodness!
Rebate.
I can't believe you did it wrong. Happy New Year's.
Oh,
Happy
welcome.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Gary.
From the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
How's everybody?
Everybody's great.
Awesome.
Gary, we have over 500 people on, and people on from England.
Canada, Hawaii,
Oh, how wonderful. What a great honor. Thank you. I'm sorry that I got stuck in the snowbank tonight, and so we just got out, and we're sitting on top of the mountain.
Well,
can you hear me okay?
We can hear you clearly, Gary.
All righty. Well, Jeffrey, what would you like me to talk about?
Well, everyone is anxiously waiting to hear from you, and they want to hear about what's going on in Ecuador, really. They really want to hear about these great new things that you found in Ecuador. Everyone's really can't wait.
Okay. Well,
by the way, Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
We thought that we'd put a few hundred people on a conference call line just to get you started out right this year.
Oh, boy, you did that. You did a great job. This is super. Well, what's happening in Ecuador, to just bring you up to date, as of the 17th of December, I finalized installing two distilleries in Cuenca, and we did our first distillation of Palo Santo. For many of you that are not aware, Palo Santo is a new oil that I started researching in June when I was in Ecuador in June. It's a oil that comes out of a resin from a tree that grows along the coastal areas of Ecuador from north of Manta to as far south as Loja, if you have an Ecuador map to look at. And this tree looks very similar to a frankincense tree. If you put the two side by side, the average person would not be able to tell them apart. Its characteristics, the fact that it likes to grow along the coastal waters It loves the monsoons that come in carrying the salt air, because the salt air increases the resin in the tree. And the resin comes out if you cut the bark, the same as the resin comes out when you cut the frankincense bark. The only difference is the frankincense resin, as many of you have seen, when it comes up white and then creates a bead and a crystal, where the Palo Santo resin comes out clear, runs like a river or a ribbon down the tree, and then turns yellow and crystallizes like a ribbon of wax on the tree. The native people have used the resin from the frankincense, from Palo Santo, for treating cancer, arthritis, pneumonia, flu, basically every disease known to the Incan people. They've used the resin from the Palo Santo. It gives you goosebumps to see the absolute similarities to where I could honestly say they were not cousins, but twin brothers or twin sisters in the shape, purpose, the resin, the way it comes out of the tree, etc. Now, the only difference with this tree that I have found, and who knows, maybe the frankincense would be that way if we went back and looked at it, but no one has in the same purpose. But when the Palo Santo tree dies, the oil starts to accumulate in the heartwood. The longer the tree is dead, the more oil that it actually builds inside the heartwood of the tree. If it's been dead for 10 or 20 years, it will produce up to 28% oil. It's very, very productive in its oil production. Now, the Palo Santo trees are protected by the National Forest of Ecuador, so you can't cut the trees green, but the National Forest let us go in and gather the dead trees and the dead wood because they see it as fire protection. And there's just millions of acres of dead trees throughout the western slopes of Ecuador. Now, as we've been using this oil and experimenting with it a little bit with people, we're seeing, first in the GC profile, it's very high in limonene, 62 to 68%, which is very high for a tree oil that's never been seen like that before. And the limonene characteristics, as you know, is antiviral and antitumoral. Well, it makes sense that the native people, the native Incans, were using the resin from the frankincense tree to treat cancer. Now, they weren't distilling it, but how they would obtain the resin is that you can take a knife, and I did this, and make a slash 2 inches, 6 inches long in the bark, and relatively, you know, a good half inch deep, and then poke cotton into the slash, and the resin oozes into the cotton. And so the Incan people would do that, and then they would take the cotton out, replace it with fresh cotton, and then press the resin out of the cotton. And that's how they gathered it. And then they also would burn it, just like that the Arabian people would burn frankincense resin and use it in their rituals, and they would burn it and breathe the fumes for smoke. They would also put it in different, with other herbs and make concoctions in hot water where it would liquefy, and they would drink it. So it's been remarkable to see how the ancient Incan people were using the resin that the Arabian people were using in a similar fashion with frankincense. Palo Santo resin also, oil, as I've distilled it now and we've ran GCs on it, it's been most impressive. It contains alpha pinene, which is the oil that is the gate opener for the pituitary gland. And this has been very exciting because the alpha pinene is what I have to watch in frankincense to make sure we keep it over 60%, because the alpha pinene is the main agent in frankincense for fighting cancer, and with the sesquiterpenes increasing the oxygen. And now, of course, we're seeing some other actions with the oils that those who were in Ecuador at the conference in October got the opportunity to learn about, and working with the locus coeruleus and the autoneural circuitry and neural autotomic immune system. And we're seeing that Palo Santo has great benefits in fighting infection, in virus and viral infection. We're seeing it's very strong in its ability for reducing pain, perhaps because of it's a great anti-inflammatory agent. Now, we're starting some research in combining Palo Santo with frankincense. I have, since August, when I had my spine injury and broke my back, I've been using Palo Santo with frankincense and balsam, and it has just been absolutely marvelous, and I've had no pain in my back. And today we're up snowmobiling high in the mountains, and it's been new snow. I think we got just about every machine we had up there today stuck at least once or twice, and some more, and digging and lifting, and no discomfort at all. And I credit that to the fabulous combination of the Palo Santo, frankincense, and balsam that is proving to be such a remarkable healing trio. And, of course, there's great magic in the Trinity, as many of you are familiar with energetic things. Another oil that we found that is, actually many oils we found that are very exciting, and these are all brand new. One is called Ruta Graviolens, and this oil has been distilled before from other countries around the world, but never from Ecuador. And what makes it very interesting is that I found a carbon chain of 16 that goes from 6 to 16. Now, this is very unusual because most oils only have a single or a dual carbon, meaning carbon 6 or carbon 8s or 8s and 10s or 10s and 12s. But this oil goes from carbon 6 all the way up to carbon 16. In all of my studies, there's not another oil that exists that has that many carbon chains. And so as we analyzed it, we started looking at one of the main compounds in Ruta, and it's called nonanone 2. Now, it has nonanones and dacanones and tridacanones, but the nonanone 2 really intrigued me in this oil. And so I asked our research department, Mark and his gang, to start researching nonanones. And they said, well, Gary, why? And I said, because I believe that this compound is a compound that's going to modulate brain function. And they looked for a couple of weeks and didn't find anything. And finally, one day, Mark, with his genius way of sleuthing and getting into research, found a paper that had been done a few months ago in Tokyo on nonanone 2, and the research paper showed that they had been testing the compound of nonanone 2 on dog brain, and it caused modulation of behavior in dog brain, and absolutely validated my feeling and suspicion. So we've been playing with that oil a little bit. And this is an oil, folks, that I believe is going to replace Prozac. It is so exciting that I took the oil into my boardroom, had the executive team sitting around the table. I passed it around just to ask them to take a gentle light smell. They did, put the lid back in. Then I invited the marketing department to come in, and I proceeded to give them a presentation on my activities in Ecuador. The entire executive team fell asleep, and the marketing team's looking at them, wondering why they're sleeping. and they're getting pokes from the marketing people, and they're trying to wake up, and they couldn't even wake up. So it was quite a laugh, needless to say. But we've had some interesting things. Now, when I went to the Incan shaman to ask them what they used the root for, they said that they would use it to calm children who were crying and out of control and angry babies, and they would also hang the root branches over the door of their houses on the outside and inside, so people coming from wherever, that it would clear any evilness from that person before they entered their home, so they didn't bring any evil spirits into their home. They also, if they would have a baby that would get injured or hurt or would be dealing with pain, they would take the branches and just wave them up and down the baby's body, because they're very, very fragrant and they emanate a very strong fragrance. And the baby would go to sleep in just a matter of seconds or minutes. And all the people in Ecuador that I've met, besides the Incan people, but the traditional Ecuadorian people, know this history of this plant, and they all pick it and all gather it and all use it for that purpose. They say if you have a child that's cranky and doesn't want to go to bed, just wave the branches over the child and they'll be asleep in seconds. So some very exciting things. Then another plant we found and distilled was called Matiko. And it's a very interesting oil as an anti-inflammatory agent. I haven't spent as much time with that yet to do all the analysis on it and see where we're going to go with it. But an oil that's got remarkable potential in the digestive region for increasing digestive enzymes and improving digestive function. And the Incans, again, use this plant as a tea for improving digestive problems and increasing digestive problems. And they say that people who drink the tea from the Matiko, they never have any constipation or colitis or ever have bowel problems at all. So that's very interesting. Now, we've distilled the eucalyptus there. There's Eucalyptus globulus, Eucalyptus citradora. We're distilling these plants anywhere from 8 to 10,000 feet. Now, you might think about that just a little bit, because there's never been oils distilled above 5,000 feet anywhere in the world that we can absolutely document. Now, there's people said that they've distilled oils in Tibet at higher elevations, but we've never been able to document that. But we're distilling eucalyptus, and we're finding compounds in these oils, like globulus and citradora, which is common in the Philippines and Hawaii and California and Africa and Australia. And of course, as you know, we get our eucalyptus from Australia. I'm going to have to say citradora and globulus, we used to. Now we're producing it in Ecuador, and all of your eucalyptus in the future of citradora and globulus will be coming from Ecuador. But here's what's remarkable. We're finding as many as 6 new compounds in the eucalyptus, globulus, and citradora that are very present and very prolific that don't exist in any other eucalyptus. And I can only surmise that it's because of 2 reasons. 1, the high elevation, and 2, because of the absolute rich, rich volcanic ash soil that these plants grow in. Now, those of you who have done your history know that Ecuador has more volcanoes than any other country in the world, and more active volcanoes than any other country in the world. And the entire country of Ecuador is just built from volcanic ash accumulation for thousands and thousands of years. And the soil is just beyond compare with anything else that exists out there. And so I really truly believe, from what we're seeing now and having 2 eucalyptuses and lemongrass, which I'm very familiar with and have done a lot of work with, to be able to have these oils now to compare to our other oils that we've gotten from different areas of the world, The oils are remarkable, and the fragrance is so lush and rich that they're just, well, the best description would be to say they're just delicious. And the lemongrass, we found 4 compounds in the lemongrass in Ecuador that doesn't exist in lemongrass from any other part of the world, and I've distilled lemongrass, I've analyzed lemongrass from Sri Lanka, from Egypt, from India, from Brazil, from Australia, from Philippines, and this lemongrass is 10 times more superior. It's just absolutely remarkable. And it doesn't have the stinging characteristics as our present lemongrass does. I can't tell you why. But it's been really, really a beautiful, beautiful experience. Now, another plant that I've been looking for 10 years is called Lippia citradora. Now, there's a lot of adulteration out there called lemon verbena. Well, lemon verbena is the adulteration of lemongrass, citronella, and, oh goodness, it just went out of my mind. 3 oils that they cut and make lemon verbena. And they call it, many of them call it and say, oh, that's Lippia. It's not. Lippia citradora has a very different profile, and I've never been able to find true Lippia citradora in my entire career. But when I was first studying in France, Dr. Valnet talked about Lippia, and he said if you could ever get pure Lippia citradora, you would have an oil that would treat many cancers, and he says the number one agent for malaria. Very, very powerful antiviral compound as well. Well, we were walking through the jungle one day, and I brushed this plant, and it just exploded with fragrance, and I started rubbing the leaves and smelling it. And I remembered smelling that smell in 1985 in a conference in Geneva when Dr. Lepraz had oil samples there and was letting all the doctors smell them. And he had Lippia citradora, he claimed, and Valnet claimed that was Lippia, but it was a small sample. And they also said that it wasn't available anymore and couldn't be had. But that if somebody could ever find it, it would be one of the most powerful oils to add to a doctor's arsenal or for aromatherapy because of its wide range against cancers. And liver regeneration was another thing that Lippia was really noted to be good for. Also for malaria. And I smelt that, and I hollered at Daniela, who was taking me into the bush looking at herbs. I said, Daniela, wait, momento, and he come back, and I'm just practically screaming. I'm so excited because I really think I found Lippia, not knowing I had at that time. And I said, Daniela, is this Lippia? Is this Lippia? And he just looks at me and says, yeah, see? And kind of the expression like, so what? Big deal. And I says, Daniela, this is Lippia. And he says, see? And I says, this is Lippia. He says, see? And I says, Daniel, don't you know this is Lippia? And he says, Getty, why are you so excited? And I says, Daniel, if this is Lippia, I've been looking for it for basically 20 years, but for the last 10 years, I've been looking all over the world for it. And he said, oh, Gary, don't be ridiculous. It grows wild all over Ecuador. And so we brought it back to the faculty, and we distilled it, and now we're distilling it in our big distillers there and producing the Lippia. Oh, it's exciting. I can't wait to get into more work and research with it. And then, 3 weeks ago, I think it was 3 weeks ago when I was out and about looking again, come across another plant that just looked intriguing, and I bent down and rubbed it, and it exploded with fragrance. And so I said to Andreas, a young man that's working for me now, and I'm training in the distillation, and Juan Diego, who is a botanist and a veterinarian, if you can imagine a combination like that. I've hired them both, and just wonderful young men. And I said, Juan Diego, what is this plant? I said, this is an amazing fragrance. And he said, oh, that's poleo. And I said, well, is there lots of it? And he said, oh, yeah. He says, Dr. Young, it grows like a weed. And I said, excellent. I'm really happy to hear that. So we gathered some of that, brought back, and distilled. And I'm just waiting for Sue to finish the GC analysis on it this week so I can start looking at it. But it has a fragrance like if you were to cross spearmint, melissa, and frankincense with a little lemongrass would be a pretty good combination that would create a similar fragrance as that oil. Oh, it's just amazing. And when I came back just before Christmas, I let the gals and the guys there in the office in the marketing department and the executive team smell it, and they all said, oh, wow, I could wear this as a perfume. It has been so absolutely exciting. And so we're out gathering these herbs and bringing them back and distilling, and I'm getting all excited. And the Daniela and Juan Diego, the two botanists, are looking at me like I've stepped off a plank with a good fix of something. And they can't understand why I'm so excited, because they're so accustomed to these plants, and they see them every day. The people are accustomed to gathering and making tea and drinking them as tea and just, you know, enjoying them that way. They don't understand the absolute gold mine in the oil that these plants will produce for Young Living. And as I'm talking to them, they keep saying, but Dr. Young, you must remember, we've only looked at a few plants. We have 1,600 aromatic plants here in Ecuador. Mm. So you will have lots of plants to study and look at. Mm. Well, 2 weeks ago, let's see, I've lost track of time. About 3 weeks ago, I guess it was, I was in the bush gathering Palo Santo for distillation. And the old Indian guide that was taking us through the mountains and teaching me how to identify the female tree from the male tree. And we were loading the truck with the wood as we're going and packing it down off the hillsides. And we'd hired a few other local Ecuadorian Indians there to gather wood for us. And I said to him, I said, Cisco, I says, as you've been out in the mountains together in Palo Santo and you've known it for many years, have you come across any other trees or bushes that have a fragrance? And he said, oh, yes, balsamea. And I stopped and I turned around and I said, balsamea? You mean balsam? Oh, see. And I said, no. I mean balsam. Balsamea albius. Oh, see. And we had to have dialogue back and forth because Andreas, who was interpreting for me, I just couldn't believe that we were talking about the same balsam that I'm familiar with. Well, as it turned out, I wasn't. We weren't. But we're talking about a tree that was balsam, botanical Latin balsam to those people. And it was not a conifer tree. So when I had him describe it to me, it fit the description that is written in the records from the Emperor of Rome, who wrote about the balsam of En Gedi in Israel before the time of Christ. And so he gathered some wood and brought to me the next week when I was flying back out of Guayaquil to come home for Christmas. The wood is heavier than oak. It's a lot like ironwood that's in Hawaii. It has a heartwood that's very red, just a burnt Indian red, I would call it. And you scratch it with your thumbnail or a pocket knife, and it just explodes with fragrance. And when the tree is dead, the entire tree turns red, and it's just full of oil. So we got a truckload of that sitting in Cuenca waiting for me to return to distill that so we can start analyzing that oil. Well, what a remarkable thing it could be if it turned out to be the tree of Balsamea that's talked about in the Bible, the Balm of Gilead, because right now it fits that description. So every time I'm out and about, there's just more discoveries and more discoveries, and it's been just an absolute fascinating time. There's a lot of times during the day I pinch myself to see if I'm dreaming. You know, that's been exciting. The development of the academic programs, as I'm working on them at the university. We're going to start the agriculture program in March with the next semester. That starts, and then the medical program starts in September. There are a lot of exciting things. We're working that when we start the medical program, that we will be able to start accepting foreign students in Ecuador. And it's looking like now we're going to be affiliated with two or more universities that we'll be setting the programs up in. There's just a lot of conversation with two other universities beside Azuay right now, and I'll be meeting with them on January the 27th for the next phase of discussion for that. We also, the university, Azuay University, wants to be able to start their distant learning program for foreign students in September. So we're progressing that way. As well as we're working with the attorneys right now, attorney that I hired, an attorney firm there that's working for me personally and Young Living. And incidentally, I have to tell you that Young Living is now completely registered and legal in Ecuador. We're completely established there.
Fabulous.
So now we go this month on the sanitation permits, and by the end of January we should be shipping product into Ecuador. And the next thing is that the attorney right now is working on my license in Ecuador and the legal papers to get the clinic started. So that's just been some of my extracurricular activities on the side, along with having a wonderful experience and opportunity and two ventures in going with the mobile surgical truck into the jungle and participating in the operating room doing surgery and facilitating the patients with pre- and post-operative care with essential oils, running a diffuser in the operating room and treating all the patients with essential oils for bleeding and pain control. And of course, trauma with little children, as we've done surgeries on little children. But in the two trips I've made into the jungle now, we have operated on 68 patients. I have worked as an assistant surgeon in clamping and suturing. It's been an experience of a lifetime, and these are credit hours that Dr. Rodas has given me credit hours towards my residency that I will be doing there. And it's just been a remarkable experience and seeing the absolute 100% control with pain with the essential oil blend of 20 drops of valerian, 10 drops of helichrysum, 3 drops of clove, or 5 drops of clove, and 3 drops of peppermint administered in just a little bit of water every half hour when the pain is intense, and then backing it off as the pain backs off. And we've been able to control pain completely from surgeries, from gallbladders, hysterectomies, hernias, skull tumors, mammary gland tumors, lymph tumors, you know, a myriad of different things. And it hasn't changed with any condition being lesser or not. Been really remarkable. Controlling bleeding with cystus and helichrysum, as I've taught you in the past. So these things are being documented, and will be one of the most marvelous conventions next September that this world has ever seen, as two surgeons from the medical faculty will be speaking at conference next September and sharing their experiences in the operating room with essential oils, their observation with patients with the oils. And, of course, we had an experience with one patient who hemorrhaged and bled a lot, and we did not have blood for transfusions, and she was going into shock. I gave her 20 drops of helichrysum and 20 drops of cystus and a one-ounce packet of Ninja Red juice every hour for 3 hours, and her blood normalized, and she got up out of her bed and walked. And this woman couldn't even lift her head when I poured the first sample packet with the oils in it down, you know, basically poured it down her throat because she was so weak she couldn't even hardly swallow. And in 3 hours and three packets, she was, well, it was actually 4 hours, but three packets in 4 hours, she was up walking, and she checked out and went home 6 hours later. I mean, the things that we see there, and this is all being photographed, it's being video recorded, it's being written and all documented. So it's a great, great opportunity that we would never see perhaps anyplace else in the world, and certainly not here in our home country. So that has been the end of a great year, and I'm looking forward to going back and having a phenomenal, great 2006, discovering more oils and getting into more production. We're going to be building two distilleries, a larger one in Cuenca. Right now I've just got two portable stills up. We'll be building a large stationary still in Cuenca and a large steel distillery in Guayaquil. Within the bounds of Ecuador, 90% of the oils that we are aware of that we use in Young Living grow wild in Ecuador, from rosemary to geranium to cinnamon, clove, eucalyptus, lavender. I mean, just almost every oil except frankincense, but we have the companion and Palo Santo. And now I'm being told that there's a sandalwood in Ecuador as well that I've got to go find. So a buffet of beautiful plants for beautiful oils.
Wow.
And to have oils from the rooftop of the world even makes them that much more special.
Jeffrey, could we ask Gary a couple of questions?
Sure.
Would it be possible? Gary, a Happy New Year. It's Terry Williams.
Hi, Terry. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you so much, and we sure love seeing those boys on that Christmas card.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, man, they're fantastic. Well, Gary, we have a lot of brand-new distributors on this call tonight, and I was wondering, could you take a couple of minutes and share with the brand-new distributors some of your favorite cold and flu formulas, and then would you consider doing an audio tape for all of us in the new year about Young Living's hormone products? We have so many questions about hormones, Gary, you just wouldn't believe it. And nobody knows which ones to use when and how and where. And finally, everybody wants to know if you're going to be showing your horses at the Denver Stock Show.
No, we were not able to get the horses in at the Denver Stock Show. That was the plan. And they had over-registered horses from last year. And so we did not get in our entry fast enough and didn't qualify, unfortunately. I was pretty sad about that. We are registered in case there's some cancellations. However, as of last week, I haven't checked this week, but as of last week, there hadn't been any cancellations. If there are, at the last minute, we'll be there and we'll let you know.
Okay, great.
Okay, back to your first question about the flu and cold season. Yes, what is the best thing that you can do and the best way to protect yourself from the ravages of our flu season? And we've got some new mutated viruses out there that are very interesting. Talking with a couple of doctors at the hospital this past week and actually before Christmas on some other matters, there's a flu, they're calling it the Asian flu, but they said it has a different characteristic, and that is it's either attacking the throat and the head or it's attacking the bones. And it's a very aggressive one. I talked with Dr. Welch about it again this morning for a few minutes, and he said they have not found, they're just using wide-spectrum antibiotics to try to fight it, but he said it has such tremendous resistance and very difficult. And so, but dealing with that, what I'm seeing that has been the most beneficial is starting up the spine and opening the spine with oregano and thyme, like you would in a traditional raindrop application. And then following through, second or third oil is frankincense, Vitaflex right into the brain stem and across the mandala, the base of the brain skull. Just work it in. If you can, if you have a glass probe, and some of you on this call probably can remember when I was teaching auricular therapy with the glass probes, and you have that, use that. Now, I've also very effectively used an eyedropper for a probe to work it in, and you can actually put the oil in the eyedropper and just work right at the base of the skull and up and down from C1 to T1 vertebra and work it right along in between the vertebra heads. And this gets it into the pituitary hypothalamus very quickly and opens up that gateway to the brain to stimulate greater immune function. And then second, go in with Melissa. Melissa is very, very powerful antiviral agent. Now, that's a spendy oil. You can also go in with Exodus 2. And while you're doing Exodus 2 on the spine and the skull, put it under the tongue, 2-3 drops under the tongue, whatever you can stand palate-wise, every hour, every hour. You can use thieves' spray in the throat if it attacks the throat. Your thieves' lozenges, you know. I just, in fact, I have been this last couple of weeks because of the challenges that we've had in our family. I just go to bed with 6 thieves' lozenges under my pillow, and when I turn over and wake up, I just get one, open it, pop it in my mouth, and just put it in my cheek. And when I wake back up, it's dissolved and gone, and I put another one in. And, you know, I feel that that has been tremendous protection. You're asleep anyway. Let it dissolve while you're sleeping and let it absorb, because the oils will go into the buccal, those minute microscopic blood vessels in the buccal cavity very, very easily. And you're getting constant oil injection into your bloodstream, just putting these lozenges in your mouth and just going to sleep with them. And that is really, really a simple way. You know, make sure you've put immune power on your feet before you go to bed. Eucalyptus globulus is a wide-spectrum antibacterial oil. Eucalyptus globulus. That's really good to just to massage over the back in the morning and before you head out to work, and have your sweetheart or a friend or whoever can, and if you're alone, you can rub it across your lower back and shoulders and do that before you go to bed. It's an excellent protection against colds and flus. You know, your blends for supporting yourself, your immune power, Mary has kept that rubbed on the boys' backs every single day ever since Jacob got septicemia from the contaminated goat milk when we were in Ecuador and nearly lost our little boy. It was a very, very scary experience. And as the pediatrician said when he examined Joseph, he was probably 6 hours away from death. But we've done those things to build their systems up, and Mary always puts more frankincense with the MU power. She rubs it on their little backs and spines at night. But there's not any too much that you can do, but those are the real target ones.
And, Gary, may I say that emails are flying in from everybody about the new lozenger, the hard lozenger, and how much more effective that is than the previous one.
Oh, yes, without question. Now, the other thing that we're doing in our home is taking the Exodus capsules, you know, 6 a day, just to reinforce and rebuild the immune system and keep it strong, because that's really a key. That Exodus capsules and the Exodus 2 oil are the probably as two agents, the most powerful two agents we have in the Young and Living arsenal for fighting colds, flus, viruses, bacterias, anything. And it's been really, really remarkable. Of course, remembering at the same time, you must keep your intestinal flora up with your Royal Dophilus, and you must keep your enzymes up, because as long as your enzymes are up, then if you catch something, you'll recover from it much quicker, because your enzymes are there to help to attack those foreign invaders that are causing flu and colds and different things. So keep your enzymes up, and Essentialzyme, Detoxzyme are the two that I focus on the most, and Royal Dophilus. And then if you feel mucus building in your body, then take your JuvaPower morning and night, or your ICP. Keep the mucus levels down. Avoid the mucus-building foods. Go to your JuvaPower Cleanse booklet on that for your information. And, you know, those will be great preventative agents for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
You're most welcome. All righty, folks. With that, I'm going to bid you all a happy New Year's and a great New Year's. And I'm going to be looking forward to seeing bunches of you in Ecuador and along the way. Be in Chicago in February and hope to see some of you there.
Yes,
I know Jeffrey and Gillan will be there, and I'm excited to see you guys. Oh, it'll be a fun time, and it's just been, and I just want to thank all of you for the great work you've done, the building you're doing with Young Living, the teaching of new people. You know, folks, there's no question about it that you're part of the greatest company in the world, and our mission to bring this knowledge to the world and to the people to protect lives and save lives is truly happening. And now we're aligned, and we will be signing the contracts, the final contracts with the universities this month. And that puts us in complete alignment with the universities for the research and documentation. No other company in the world has or likely will do what we've accomplished. And the strength and power that gives you folks out there in the field for sharing your products and teaching people how to benefit from them and how to use them to protect their families. It's just a really God-given blessing for all of us. And without you, there wouldn't be a Young Living. So Mary and I send our New Year's thanks and appreciation for all that you do and all the support you've been and the love that you give us. We want you to know that we feel your prayers, we feel your love, and it's what helps keep us going when times are a little bit ragged around the edges. And
we love you too, Gary.
We know that.
We love
you
too.
And we deeply, deeply appreciate you and Mary and the kids. And Gary, you're such an amazing pioneer, and without your vision and your fortitude, our company wouldn't be here. So our deep, heartfelt thanks and deepest gratitude to you.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I do feel that. I do, and yes. So does Mary. And she wished me to express her appreciation and love to all of you. And with that, I bid you a good night.
Thank you, Gary. Have a happy, happy New Year. This is the year we're going to drive Young Living to the greater, greater heights.
Oh, without question, without
Gary,
question.
Hold on just a second. Let us take the call on presentation mode so everyone online can say goodnight to you.
Okay.
Tonight, Gary, enjoy the top of the mountain.
Oh, we have.
Presentation mode is now available.
Bye. 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 Bye.